After the Battle of Khandaq, and after the Muslims had recovered, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi was at his house, and Sayyidah Zahra alayhi salam had made some food for him. And so she knocked on the door. Rasulullah's wife, Salama, allowed her in. Sayyidah Zahra alayhi salam came to give Rasulullah this food, and the Prophet said, "Ya Zahra, where is your family? Where is your husband? Where are your children?" She says, "They are home." So he says, "Go and bring them. I want them all here." So Sayyidah Zahra alayhi salam, she goes, she calls Imam Ali, and she brings her two young sons, and they come back to the house of Rasulullah. As they came to sit, Rasulullah brought the food and sat down and told Imam Ali alayhi salam to sit down by his right side. He brought Imam al-Hasan and put him by his left side. He put Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam on his stomach, and Sayyidah Zahra alayhi salam sat by his legs, and they ate together. And what's interesting is Rasulullah would usually eat with his wife, yet Salama would not eat with them on this day. As they all sat down and ate, Rasulullah grabbed a cloak, grabbed a kisa, and put it on top of them, covering all of them. At this moment, Rasulullah begins to say to all of them, as he recites to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Inni silmun liman salamakum wa harbun liman harabakum." I am at peace, whoever is at peace with you. And I am at war, whoever is at war with you. He tells Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Ya Allah, I love who loves them, and I am an enemy who is an enemy of them." Here Jibra'il descends onto Rasulullah. He says, "Ya Rasulullah, can I join you under the cloak?" Rasulullah says, "Yes Jibra'il, you are of us. Join us under the cloak." Jibra'il joins them. And here, Salama, as she sees this, she asks Prophet Muhammad, "Ya Rasulullah, may I join you under the cloak? Am I one of them?" And Rasulullah says, "Ya Salama, you are good. You are good." And that's all he says. He doesn't let her come in under the cloak. This is a very special event. This was the Ahlul Bayt. And the famous verse was then revealed. The verse, the revelation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the revelation down to Rasulullah. "إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has removed any blemish from you, O Ahlul Bayt, and He has purified you, a thorough purification. This Ahlul Bayt were those under the cloak. And so when Rasulullah later on, when he gives us the report of Thaqalain, one of the most famous reports, the most famous narration of Thaqalain, when he says, "I leave behind two weighty things, Kitabullah, the Book of Allah, the Quran, wa itrati Ahli Bayti, and I leave behind my progeny, my Ahlul Bayt." And of course, his progeny came from Sayyidah Fatima alayhi salam. He had no other progeny. So Rasulullah tells us, "I leave behind the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt. They will both never separate until they meet me at the Pond of Kawthar. If you want to be guided, you come to these two weighty things, the Thaqalain." Never did any wife or any other person claim to be from the Ahlul Bayt. They never used it in any time of war. They never claimed it because it was clear. Those who were under the cloak were the Ahlul Bayt, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had purified them, a thorough purification. And so we say to their souls, "Harbun liman harabakum wa silmun liman salamakum." We are at peace who you are at peace with, and we are at war with whoever you are at war with. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin.